This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 18th, Gillette Stadium, or at least for this weekend, known as the home of U2. Large stage going up out on the Gillette Stadium turf. Looks like a spider, an oversized spider, has landed on the field.
With only four legs.
U2 with, yes, not a true spider. Thank you, Eric, for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
U2 will be here Sunday night and Monday night.
Unbelievable.
Because the Patriots will be on the road, I'm sure you've heard by now, to take on the New York Football Jets at Giants Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Big AFC East battle in week two.
Meadowlands.
The Meadowlands.
For as Bill Belichick says, first place in the division early in the year. It's an important game. No moves this week to speak of, young Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino. So we will look at, first of all, the injury report, which is always interesting and entertaining. And then we'll move on to the linebacker position where, as we all know, Gerard Mayo injured his right knee in the opener. Seen on crutches, walking through the locker room, large black brace on his right knee. And probably a good chance we won't be seeing him on the field for a little bit. Reports out there indicate as much as 6 to 8 weeks could be missed. So we'll maybe pose some ideas for the linebacker position. But we'll save that for later. First off, the injury report. Gerard Mayo did not practice Wednesday and Thursday.
Or today.
No surprise. Or today, Eric says. Dan Conley.
Eric is reporting.
Julian Edelman, limited participation. Edelman's an interesting one with the ankle. Be interesting to see how quickly he can get back. Because as Paul, we talked about at the game, the return game with him, I think, is could be affected by him being active. Wes Welker was back deep on punts in the opener.
And we know Welker's not completely 100% either. He caught 12 passes in that opener.
Knee, limited participation.
Yeah, I think you might want to give him a little bit of time.
A little break.
But you've
got to get Edelman out there before you can utilize him in that role. Stephen Neal, injured, always on this injury report, it seems like, with a back injury, limited participation on Thursday.
He was out there today for the start of practice.
Everybody
was,
always a concern.
Everybody was except for Mayo today.
Right. Rob Ninkovich, left calf, surgical sock on, limited participation. Myron Pryor, calf, limited participation. Matthew Slater, elbow, limited participation, which is an upgrade for him from last week.
Yep.
Eric, how'd he look?
He looked great stretching.
Oh, good. Indy. And he's a little more flexible in the elbow, right, these days?
It didn't look like there was anything wrong.
Adalys Thomas, Wes Welker, and Terrence Wheatley, all limited participation. And our old friend Tom Brady, right shoulder, full participation. So we got through that. Now, linebacker. Immediately after the game, people see Mayo go down. The obvious response is, well, who do we bring in? What are we going to do at linebacker? The answer for this week, anyway, is nothing. Mm-hmm. Gary Guyton is going to fill in as he filled in last weekend, but the two most common names, I think, or three most common names, one of which, Teddy Bruschi, just retired, seems pretty happy at ESPN, and in fact, in his retirement press conference, said, what, Paul?
Right.
Don't call.
Don't call.
Don't call. But then he kind of went back.
Yeah, he kind of couched it. That's what he does.
I don't think he's coming back,
the
though.
Two other names, Junior Seau, has very much left the door open to returning to the Patriots, but
question is when?
Oh, there's no question to that. And he quite frankly said, very simply, he's got six games in his body.
Eight.
That's all he's got.
Six.
He just wants to play six, to which he said he'd
six.
Answer the phone.
Can't give you eight.
In November or December, but we discussed up in the office, if he's really going to play six and this team is going to get to where it wants to go, that's really only December, January, February that he's kind of open. So, you know, he continues to say all the right things and at some point maybe an option, but it doesn't sound like it'll be right now. That leads us to the name we've talked about even going way back, Derek Brooks. The Boston Herald reported that the Patriots were considering Derek Brooks, except for the fact that that very day he signed a contract with ESPN.
Like minutes later.
Yes, literally, to be an analyst. But Mike Reese, which I guess would now be his co-worker at ESPN, Mike Reese of ESPN Boston, and Derek Brooks of whatever he's doing at where he is now. He said the past couple of days have been hectic and talks with several teams, but right now these teams want to give me the weekend and see what happens starting on Monday, Brooks said, very much leaving the door open to a possible return. Where did he say? Brooks said it's important for him to have patience at this point. That's a strength of mine, he said. I've said in my mind that I do want to play in the NFL this season, and I think that's what, internally for me, I had to come with grips with. I do want to play, and I have to take it on a week-to-week basis. So kind of more the Willie McGinnis approach, maybe, where we'll see how things play out, the right situation. Apparently, he visited the Saints at one point.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, when his first media appearance, he picked either the Saints and the Bears and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Yep. So who knows? Maybe he'll be in the Super Bowl for one of those teams if his prediction comes right. I found this part interesting. I think teams just have to define what role Derek Brooks will play and offer that role. Then it's up to me to accept that role, whatever it is. I'm just blessed that the teams that I've been talking to, they do see a role that I can play. Now it's just a matter of when they want me to play that role. What do you make of that comment?
Well, I think that when we're talking about whether or not Derek Brooks could fit into what the Patriots do here, if he has the characteristics to sort of be a 3-4 or 4-3 guy here in New England, I think that's what he's talking about. I don't know if I fit there. I don't know if I'm going to want to play the role they want me to play. And that, you know, I'm filling in the Patriots specifically because that's all we're really concerned about. But I think that's what he's talking about for anybody. I think he knows he could still play. And most teams probably know that he could still play as well. The question is, how much could he still play and in what capacity?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. It's kind of, you know, say I was clearly stated, I'll give you six games. I'll give you whatever you need
but
for those
no,
six
there's
games.
There's no question as to what he would do for
now
six games.
Now you feel like Derek Brooks
England.
Is saying, okay, I can give you 14 if he signs next week. But
do
I can only
do
X, Y, and Z.
What do you want me to do? If you want me to go out there and play
sure
three downs.
Sure how happy I am with
that. Well, but it also might be from the team's perspective, well, you might be able to give us 14, but we may only need you for 6 to 8.
Right.
And does he want to commit to 6 to 8 games and not get the, you know, whatever benefits
may come
from
that? But my point is, I just feel like I don't like these, oh, I can do this. You know, it's like a pitcher. I'll be there in July and I can only pitch 5 innings.
It's exactly like that to me, Andy. I don't like that trend in sports in general. I think they need to get away from this sort of, and I'm not trying to sound like this old traditionalist, but, you know, look, once in a while.
You're on the team or you're not.
In an emergency basis, I didn't like it when Deion came out that year and came back in like November or December. Listen, you're either on the team or you're not, just like Andy just said. You know, Junior Seau, I think you have had a remarkable career. Call it a career. You know, if you can't make it through the whole season, you're really just adding years. It's not really it's
you're really going for a ring. You're really it's about
that's
you.
That's all it is. You
it's
know?
More about you than it is the team.
I don't like it. It's sort
now
of
I know it's a
two-way
street. The team needs you. That's why they sign you. But I am not the biggest Gary Guyton fan. I'm not sure that he can fill in for Gerard Mayo and be a 4-3 middle linebacker, all three downs, run all over the field, make plays. But I'd rather see him do that than Derek Brooks kind of, you know, making himself fit in some tiny role, and you got to work around me, and I'll do X, Y, and Z. But whoa, you better get Guyton to do
the player needs
W
to fit
and T.
The system. The system doesn't conform to fit the player.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. It sounds like the door is very much open based on the Herald report and Brooks saying, you know, he's in talks and we'll visit it on Monday. Bill was actually asked about it in the press conference a few minutes ago that we just came from and just poo-pooed it. We're worrying about the Jets, but was sort of asked specifically if he was using this as a measuring stick to see where he's at linebacker. I find that doubtful.
Yeah.
If he wants Derek Brooks and he envisions a role, then he'll bring
just
him in.
Call him and bring him in.
Nothing that happens for better or worse on Sunday, in my mind, is going to change that. Right. You know, barring another injury.
More injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
But just in terms of role-wise. So that's how you have it. The Patriots right now, much as they did last year when Tom Brady went down, decided to go to battle with Matt Cassel, the guy they had on their roster listed as the backup. Right now they're going to go with Gary Guyton, Adalys Thomas, Eric Alexander, Tully Bantakane, and the crew that filled in, I think, relatively ably enough to close out the game in the win over the Bills. We'll see if they can improve on that effort this Sunday in New York. A big game, Patriots fans, and Rex Ryan wants you to come to New York and root for the Patriots. He didn't leave you a voicemail, but he wants you there, I promise it. Or at least Fred Kirsch does. He left his own voicemail to Patriots fans on PFW in Progress yesterday. For Paul Perillo, Eric Scalavino, it's a big week in Patriots Nation. We'll talk to you next week, and maybe Derek Brooks will be the topic du jour once again. Peace out.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.
And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anymore.
out of this place.